But you have no right to call me a murderer. You have a right to kill me. You have a right to do that. But you have no right to judge me. It's impossible through words to describe what is necessary to those who do not know what horror means. Horror. Horror has a face. And you must make a friend of horror. Horror and moral terror are your friends. If they are not, then they are enemies to be feared. They are truly enemies. I remember when I was with Special Forces. Centuries ago, we went into a camp to inoculate the children. We left the camp after we had inoculated the children from polio. And this old man came running after us and he was crying, he couldn't see. Went back there, and they had come and hack off every inoculated arm. There they piled, little arms. And I remember, I cried, I wept like some grandmother. I wanted to tear my teeth out. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I want to remember it. I never want to forget it. I never want to forget. And then I realized, like I was shot with a diamond. A diamond bullet right through my forehead. The genius of that, the genius, the will to do that, perfect, genuine, complete, crystal, pure. And then I realized they were stronger than me because they could stand up even that monster to the men, praying confidence. These men fought with their hearts. Where family and children were filled with love. But they had the strength. The strength. To do that. If I had 10 visions of this man, then our troubles here would be very deep. You have to have men. It's judgment that defeats us.